Studio 727 here on the Magic Morning Show with Chris. And the riders are with me, the Dream 4TK riders. It was a 1,615-mile bike ride, originally 1,500 miles. I think somebody waylaid somewhere. All for the kids, the Embrace Kids Foundation. And I noticed along the way, you guys, that people were opening up their homes to you. And how did that happen? Was that something that you had to prearrange before you even set off on mile one?
Hi, Chris. This is Ricky. Well, before we set out on our trip, we sent probably close to a million emails to different bike shops, bicycling organizations, friends, and they all included, hi, we're a group of 8 Rucker students. This is what we're doing. Do you think you could help us? And we really just asked if people could help us in any way and mentioned, by the way, we don't really have anywhere to stay when we get here. Would you mind letting us know a camping spot? Would you mind letting us camp in your backyard? Or could we stay with you? And we heard back from a lot of people. There are many generous people. They opened their doors to us. They treated us like family. They cooked us breakfast in the morning. And it was a really great experience, and it made our whole trip a lot more personal, like Brendan was mentioning earlier.
Yeah, I would think so. I have somebody on the line. Do you have a question, or would you like to say something to the Dream 4TK riders?
I would like to say something.
Okay.
Chris, this is Cindy from South Brunswick, better known to you as the Grammar Lady. I want to let the kids know, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was able to host with Chris on MGQ for an hour because I made a donation to Embrace Kids Foundation. I only had to write a check. You guys had to drive 1,600 or ride 1,600 miles, so I am very impressed.
It's amazing, isn't it, Cindy?
It
can
is.
You guys just hear her? Okay. Yeah.
I just want to say how proud I am of so many of our young people. I think a lot of times the young get a bad rap. I mean, it's happened all through history, unfortunately. But I am so proud of each and every one of them. I just think it's just so selfless and just such a wonderful thing to do for those who need the help.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Your words really mean so much to us.
You guys are great. I truly, from my heart,
Thank you.
And God bless you all.
Thank you, Cindy. That was very nice. Thanks for calling. We have somebody else on the line here at Magic. Do you have something to say to the riders?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. They're listening.
My name is Carla Volpe, and I am actually an Embrace Kids family member. My son, Jonathan, has been off treatment for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank Dream 4TK for everything they did. I think it's amazing. And I just want to thank them and everybody who supported them from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Carla. And as a family member who has benefited from the Embrace Kids Foundation, you know firsthand what great work they do. And
absolutely.
And, you know, and how, as you know, think back to the days before you needed or before somebody in your family was diagnosed. You had no idea what was about to hit you, right?
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
And then Embrace Kids comes in exactly at the time you need them and provides services like you can't even imagine. So
right.
We can so appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Carla. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So basically, before we stop for a news break here, I just want to make sure that Ramon, right?
Yes.
There was no home invasions on your part. They were all pre-planned, right? In other words, you didn't get off your bikes and go and storm the front door.
No. Well, there was one occasion where we arrived at the home before the homeowner, but other than that, they all knew that we were coming.
There was one of the homes, I think it was in North Carolina, that looked absolutely fabulous. I mean, it had the big wraparound porch, right? Big house.
Oh, right. That was in Elizabeth City. That was a great place to stay. The house there was, who was our host there?
The Lynn family.
Yeah, they were very generous in letting us stay there overnight. They cooked a meal for us and,
they just opened up their house to you, right? I mean, that's
the most amazing thing was it was their additional home they had, and they kind of showed up, gave us the keys, cooked us dinner, and said, "Oh, here, you have a good night." And then they left, and they trusted us enough to really just stay there and which I don't know if I would be able to do for someone, but...
Sure you would. Yes, you would. All right, look, we're gonna talk to them. We have them in the studio till 8 o'clock, and we'll be back. We'll take care of a bit of business here. We'll do Bruce's 7:30 update, which is a little late, but that's okay. It's for a good cause, and then we'll come back and talk to the writers more about their experience and how you can donate to their cause. Embrace Kids. Embracekids.org is the website.
The Magic Morning Show.